You know, during our current study, you were given a lot to think about. You may even feel overwhelmed as you try to connect the dots between what you're passionate about, what you're good at, and the difficult things in life that you've had to overcome. Instead of stressing or obsessing about it, embrace the time and the waiting. Maybe God wants to teach you something before He shows you His complete plans for your life. Let's talk about it today on Lift It Up. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the daily podcast, Lift It Up. It's a short encouragement meant for leaders in all walks of life, serving on the mission field or in a church or in a business, maybe a fast food restaurant. We're all leading somewhere. I'm Pastor Rick Milliken. Glad you've joined today. So is it worth the wait? Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Now, for some of you, you might need to change the lenses that you're looking through and see through the lens of God's truth. It may be the only way to see what God has planned. There were too many times that I believed the lie that I had nothing to offer, and I almost let it keep me from doing what God wanted me to do. When I was starting in ministry, I felt like I didn't know enough scripture, I wasn't talented enough to do anything worthwhile, I certainly wasn't up to being a pastor. Well, despite my insecurities, I promised God that I would surrender to whatever He put in front of me to do. And when I stepped out of my comfort zone and offered to serve, I was surprised to find that what I could offer was wanted and needed. Over the last 3+ decades, I have served in almost every capacity you could imagine within ministry and in the church, from cleaning toilets every day to, you know, pastoring a church and everything in between. You see, the truth is no one ever saw me as incapable or untalented, least of all God, but still I had given the lies in my head more power over my life than the truth of God's word. You ever done that? Scripture is filled with examples of this. You see, Moses understood feelings of inadequacy. You recall in the book of Exodus, God uses Moses to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and then give them the Jewish laws that they would follow for centuries. Moses was one of the most important leaders in Israel's history, but when God called him to step into that purpose, he didn't even believe he was qualified for such a big job. Even when God promises to be with him, Moses insists that he's not good enough. He asks God to send someone else. Pause and think about that. Moses is talking to the all-powerful God, who isn't bound by time, knows everything there is to know, and still God wants to use Moses. That should be enough to give Moses confidence, yet how many times do we do the same thing? And right now, you might be feeling unsure of your purpose or even incapable of doing what you feel led to do. But you can believe God's word that says you do have unique gifts and talents. Now, maybe you can't recognize your gifts because they seem insignificant in comparison to someone else's gifts, or maybe you take them for granted because it's always just come easy. The truth is, those things that come naturally to you are not things that everyone can do. What you have to offer is special. You're meant to play an important role in God's plan. You just need to be willing to ask Him, what is that? Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, if you're not sure how to hear from God, get to know Him more. Read His word every day. Do it. Develop a strong prayer life by talking to Him and then pausing and listening for Him. Surround yourself with people who reflect the image of Christ. Work toward an intimate relationship with God, and soon you'll be able to distinguish His voice when He prompts you. The psalmist in Psalm 27:14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. When you feel lost in the waiting, focus on listening to God. Learn what He says about you. Ask Him to help you spot and even call out those lies that they would no longer have a claim on you. Consider how you can practice obedience now in those small things so that you're ready when he reveals the very big thing. Ask him to show you what you're good at and then be willing to offer him all that you have. Do these things as you wait for him, because oftentimes our purpose is just on the other side of our willingness to surrender and listen. Father, thank you for creating a specific purpose just for me. Lord, help us to see ourselves through your eyes, to throw off the lies that try to hold us down, and help us to believe that we truly are made by you, fearfully and wonderfully, and we're in your image, and there's not another person on this planet just like me. Help us to believe that you, Lord, are in control and that we don't need to clamor for control. So refine us, prepare us for the purposes that you have so that we are plugged into your church. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me on Lifted Up. I want to remind you to hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and share it with a friend. Yeah, this isn't just for you or, you know, only certain leaders. It's for everybody. Hey, sometimes life's going to give you more than you can stand. Remember to kneel, my friends. God bless. Talk to you next time on Lifted Up.